Proclamation number 8067 of 22nd of December, 1961. Meaning of the Love Commandments. Love became cold. It is the same adversity on earth as at the time when I descended to earth to bring people the light, to rescue them from deep night in which they would have hopelessly sunk without my love. And again I come to earth in the Word, again I kindle a light for people which shall lead them out of the darkness of night into the light of day. Again I myself speak to people as I did when I walked across the earth. I bring them the gospel, the divine teaching of love, because I know that their lack of strength, their spiritual darkness, is only caused by the lack of love, which is light and strength for everyone who practices it, who lives a life of love for God and his neighbor. Humanity is in greatest spiritual adversity because it does not pay attention to what I announced to it. It disregards my commandments of love and has completely fallen prey to the one who is devoid of all love. And this adversity cannot be remedied in any other way than through a way of life and love. But love has grown cold among people and my adversary rules their hearts and drives them to ever greater lack of love. For this reason I descended to people in the Word and now walk the earth again and am present to everyone who wants to listen to me and kindle love in his heart. And again I prove this presence of mine to you by addressing you, by you writing down my word on my behalf and thus also making it accessible to your fellow human beings who want to hear it and who also believe in my address because the flame of love burns in their hearts and the heart recognizes me as God and Father from eternity who speaks to his child. The great spiritual adversity prompts me to address you as I did before when I myself dwelled amongst people and addressed them in the same way. Few recognized me then, and only a few recognize me today, and yet it is the same God who speaks to them, the God and Creator from eternity, from whose love and power you emerged and to whom you will belong for all eternity. But you humans can only hear my voice directly when you live as I myself exemplified life to you on earth, when you walk in love. And thus I must proclaim to you today, as I did then, the commandments of love for God and your neighbor, I must tell you the cause of your spiritual darkness and your great adversity and show you the way to get out of it. I must explain to you the meaning of a life of love and constantly admonish you to live in my will. For I want to help you, I want to be your savior again from night and death, I want to awaken you to life where you can enjoy light and freedom. And therefore I descend to you in the Word and once again bring you the divine teaching of love, the Gospel, in its purest form. For you shall recognize me myself in the Word which flows from above to earth and wants to enter your hearts. For then I myself can also take abode in you, I can be present in you and address you myself. And you will recognize the voice of the Father who speaks to his child. And what I have to say to you will always be the same, love me above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Therein lies your whole task of earthly life, that you recognize me myself through a life of love in unselfishness, thus believe in me alive, and that you now also acknowledge Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and Son of God, in whom I embodied myself. And that you will be saved through this faith. But living faith requires love, and therefore I will only ever proclaim my teaching of love to you, and it will be the content of the Word which flows down to you directly from above, which resounds in you as the working of my Spirit as soon as you live in love yourselves. My Word teaches love, and you can provide yourselves with the evidence of my presence in you if only you live a life of love. For then I will speak to you and you will be able to hear me. And the spiritual adversity will leave you, the night will give way to the light of day, you will be full of light yourselves, for then you will draw me to yourselves, because love desires love. And then you will fulfill your purpose of earthly life, you will become love again and return to me from whom you once originated. Amen.